friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. So good to be spending some time with you. Are you losing weight? Of course you are. You're looking good. Hey, I hope and pray that your weekend is coming along, and welcome to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And today, we're going to be focusing on something that's very special to a Christian. Today, we're going to be talking about joy. It is a great feeling of pleasure and or happiness in the midst of trials. So we're going to be talking about joy. And as a Christian, boy, oh boy, we have much, much joy. Amen. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Lord of all. He chosen seed of Israel's race, he ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saved you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saved you by his grace and crown him.
Right, you're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Friend, how you doing? My name is Joey Krull. How's the weekend coming along for you? Hopefully well. I pray that you're blessed and have a chance to get some rest and enjoy some family time as well. Today we're talking about joy. Colossians chapter 3 verse 15 says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." You know, back in the 3rd century, there was a bishop who wrote to his friend. He says, "It is a bad world, an incredibly bad world, but I have discovered in the midst of it a quiet and holy people who have learned a great secret. they have found a joy, which is 1,000 times better than any of the pleasures of our sinful world. They are despised and persecuted, but they care not. They have overcome the world. These people are Christians, and I am one of them. You know, friend, this is the kind of peace that we're supposed to experience as believers, the kind of peace and joy that people notice, especially when we display it through our troubles, the kind of peace and joy we can attain when we're despised, when we're persecuted, when everything is chaotic around us. Yes, the world is bad, incredibly bad. But we have victory, friend, in our Lord. Let's determine to trust God for that victory in a way we haven't before.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you.
You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Yes, here we are. It's the first Sunday of May 2014, of course, May the 4th. And how's the weekend coming along for you? In fact, my wife and I had a chance to actually do nothing this weekend. Praise the Lord. I love it. The kids were just hanging out with some friends this past weekend. So just my wife and I, and just had a chance to just kind of watch some TV, kind of catch up and enjoy each other's presence. Because, you know, our weeks are pretty crazy. I do have to say they're pretty busy, and the kids have this going on, and I have this going on, this meeting and that person to meet and so forth. But it's so good sometimes to do absolutely nothing. Amen. Today we're talking about joy. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, 17, and 18 says, "Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." You know, Principal Rainey, of whom a child once remarked that she believed he went to heaven every night because he was so happy every day, once used a fine metaphor about a Christian's joy. "Joy," he said, "is the flag which has flown from the castle of the heart when the king is in residence there."
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ, I live.
Jesus cry till final breath. Jesus commands my destiny.
No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. You're enjoying the first Sunday in the month of May. It's May the 4th, 2014. How you doing? It's Joey with you right here on Sunday Worship, and today we're talking about joy. Luke chapter 6, verse 23 says, "Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven." You know, scientists have been studying the effect of laughter on human beings and have found, among other things, that laughter has a profound and instantaneous effect on virtually every important organ in the human body. Laughter reduces health-sapping tensions and relaxes the tissues, as well as exercising the most vital organs. It is said that laughter, even when forced, results in beneficial effects on us, both mentally and physically. Praise the Lord. So next time you feel a little nervous and jittery, just indulge in a good laugh, because we're a child of God, and we have a reason to be joyful.
By the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry. All who dwell in deepest sin, my hand will save. I will make the stars of night, I will make the darkness bright. Who will bear my light?
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known. Above all and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified and laid behind a stone, you lived to die, rejected me.
Worship song for this Sunday and above all, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. And we've been focusing on joy today. If you have a great testimony on how you found joy in the midst of a dark, dark season, I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me an email. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I pray that you enjoy your week. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.